So welcome, everybody. This is a quick Nokia N900 podcast from JKK Mobile and UMBC Portal, because JKK was lucky enough yesterday, as we were actually online, he was browsing the Nokia website and spotted that it's in the flagship store. So a quick couple of phone calls later, and JKK's been in, done the video, he's out, and he's here to do a little podcast with us to tell us all about the N900. So the first person outside Nokia world to have hands-on with the N900, JKK, how do you feel?
I feel good. I'm not sure if I'm the first person, but it was really nice that actually to them to have it already there, and also their politeness of letting me grab their store for my studio. So it was great.
Good. So you took some video, which you're uploading now, but can you give us a quick overview of kind of first impressions, then we'll go into a little bit of detail about hardware. Tell us what you think about the N900.
Yeah, the first impression was good. It's, of course, solid build as typical Nokia devices. It is small, so if you're coming from UMPC or Nokia tablet front, of course, this is a phone-sized device. It's the same size as N97 or Touch Pro 2 and others.
Yeah.
So it's a small one. That's the first thing, of course. Sliding, everything like that is of course a high quality keyboard. It's just let's say half a centimeter, maybe a centimeter bigger than on the N97. You can see that on a video. I'm comparing that and also Touch Pro 2 to it. So the keyboard isn't that big, but it's better. It has better feedback, so that was good thing for me.
Yeah, that was one of your main queries, wasn't
concerns.
It?
Yeah, well, it was my concern. But only three rows.
Yeah, I was going to say there's two things about the keyboard, isn't there? The feedback or the quality of the keys and the three rows.
Yeah, and the three rows, actually, when you slide it open, it immediately feels like there is just too little space. Three rows and little space. So with big thumbs, you might not actually be able to use the upper row at all. But again, it's about adjusting to the device. I've been now using mostly the Touch Pro 2, which has huge keyboard area. So it might be just me getting used to that device. But yeah, the keyboard felt good, but lacking one or two rows is an issue for me. Is it the biggest issue that we see in future? But then going to the good stuff, really the MIMO was flying on it, no lag whatsoever. It was really nicely working. Touchscreen was really responsive. It's a resistive touchscreen, but working as nicely as capacitive ones. You don't have to use fingernails or anything. It works
nicely.
Oh,
wow, that's good. Because I saw in a couple of videos yesterday, one demoed by Nokia, the demonstrator was using... Oh, there's a flipping helicopter landing in my garden. One sec. I live near to the hospital, and occasionally the rescue helicopter's landing just behind. Okay. A lot of I was talking about that video that one of the Nokia reps did, and he was using his nail on the touchscreen, and I was thinking, okay, this might not please the capacitive touch fans, but if it's nice and light for finger without using the nail, then that solves that problem, answers that question.
It was pretty much the same. I think it felt a bit better than the N97 in some way. Also, the screen seemed to be a bit different. It was better in high light situations, so I think it might be better outside too.
Yeah, the rumor is it's transflective, so like the E90.
Yeah, it might be. It looked different, so I couldn't tell it the difference. The lightning was so horrible there, but it felt like it could be better.
That'd be great if it's transflective, because that's makes such a difference outside, and was one of the problems that we have with UMPCs and MIDs. Is that as soon as you get outside, you can't read it.
Yeah, so it was looking better than the Touch Pro 2 screen when I was comparing them after the video. So I think it might be good. Of course, now 3.5 inches on 800 by 480 is something I'm already used with the Touch Pro 2, but if you're coming from UMPC or Nokia tablet with 4.1, it might be a shocker because it's small. But again, for me, not necessarily a problem.
Really? So it's not a showstopper for you? That's important to hear. Interesting to hear.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Again, I can't just see this device as a MID or UMPC still, again, because let's start with jump immediately to the browser, because that's, of course, the next thing. The browser was fast and nice. I did quite a lot of browsing with it, so you can see that on a video. And again, Flash is not working, but it's not working that greatly. It's slow. I have to say YouTube videos.
Okay, YouTube, yeah. Nice. I was going to say, what did you test?
Yeah, I tested YouTube and the Flash Heavy sites, especially when I opened one of my posts with the three different Flash, embedded Flash. It takes quite a lot. You can see that on a video. Again, as a phone, it's great, but as a, let's see, they are talking about the best browser in a pocket ever or something like that. I'm a bit picky on that, and I have to say that with any of my UMPCs, I get the job done.
Yeah, that depends on how small the Nokia pockets are, really.
Yeah,
that's Do you wear tight trousers in Helsinki?
No.
Actually, it's not Helsinki, the head office for Nokia, is it?
No, it's Espoo, but it's like across the bay, so it's near. But yeah, it's I have to say that I must treat it more as a phone and compare it to the Touch Pro 2 and N97 than to UMPCs. And I was asking on the store how they will actually treat it, but they said that they will keep it as its own category with the N810 and others.
Oh, really?
But,
okay.
Yeah. So they see it totally different. But normal consumer, what's the difference? It has Linux. Oh, what's that?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, does it?
So it's...
I get the feeling that they're just being a little bit careful at the moment. There's going to be some questions over applications when it launches. There's going to be things missing. Already we know there's an MMS stack that's missing, that there's no application for the FM transmitter. There's going to be things missing. I bet they're being very careful. They also talked yesterday about their five-phase program for MIMO, and this is phase four, which was, quite frankly, a terrible bit of marketing. But, it's clear that this may not be where they're trying to get to with MIMO at the moment.
Yeah.
Going back to the Flash thing, I'm not surprised that it wasn't really performing that brilliantly. I mean, when you think about the Flash, it's all done in CPU. There's no Flash acceleration for coprocessors. So with a Cortex processor still only having less than half the processing power of, say, an Atom 1.1 or 1.3, then, Flash doesn't even work on that very well.
I have to say, of course, we are now seeing early devices. They have still month to go with the software and maybe 6 months to perfect it and so on, like they typically do. Nokia never releases a device with a finalized software.
especially MIMO, that has been really targeted at the community development. And even yesterday they were talking about the great things that the community can do with the N900.
Yeah, so it might change a lot. Of course, if you watch the videos where Nokia is showing the Flash and surfing, they are surfing on quite small sites and playing quite like a normal quality or low quality videos, which are not even 16:9, where I tested my own videos, which are 16:9, so they need a bit more horsepower than 4:3 videos. So that's the thing. If something is embedded as high quality, especially, it's gonna struggle a lot.
Yep.
But still, I don't know. I would say it needs a bit more work to be useful. Right now, as this particular device was, I get the same results on Touch Pro on the Skyfire browser, as if we're talking about YouTube. I would even say that it plays nicer, more pixelated, but nicer, not animated. So I was a little bit disappointed that, but the browsing speed, the quality of rendering and so on, zooming was okay. Again, I was tapping to zoom. It was not putting the columns nice like on the Opera on Windows Mobile. You know,
not reflowing Opera. The columns. Because when you tap on Opera, it chooses where it's going to center itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So the N900 centers exactly where you tap it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it didn't reflow, form the text. So maybe there is a feature that device didn't want to do that while I was using it. Also, the spiral zoom. It's working, but man, I just felt stupid doing it. So, and I don't know. Manual full screen, that's something I hated on the N97 too. So, on the Opera, it's so nice when you start scrolling, it hides all the menus or the browser bars, where this one didn't. So you have to manually hide the bars while it's loading.
So I should mention something about the browser. There was a news item. I'm just trying to find it now. Can't find it.
Oh yeah, there was
a news item.
So this browser is Nokia browser based on Mozilla. So you have news about some other browser.
Well, it looks like they're trying to get Fennec finalized for MIMO. Of course, Fennec is a Mozilla browser again, but it's much like Opera in that it automatically hides the bars, and you can bring them in from the left and the right. And I wish I could find the website now, but someone did a test of a pre-release version last night. But that's got a ways to go, but they're looking for release before the end of the year. So there's one thing that could improve on the N900.
Yes and no. Of course, I've been testing Fennec on emulators and on the Touch Pro 2, and it's still so alpha. It crashes all the time and so on. So I'm not really... I think that browser is nice, but it might need some hacking if they can't make it a bit better.
Yeah, they were talking about a beta release this year and not a final release, because there was another article somewhere talking about Fennec development, and that's really for early next year on MIMO and later next year, I think, for Windows Mobile. So there was one other thing with that. Oh yeah, Weave. Mozilla Weave, the cloud application that keeps tabs, bookmarks in sync, is supposed to be in Fennec as well. And that I've been using on the desktop and on my UMPCs. It's going to be really good.
Yeah, the Awesome Bar, of course, that's great on the Fennec if they implement that too, because that's one feature I love on Firefox on mobile devices. I'm always using the bar to access stuff, not the bookmarks. On the desktop, I always access the bookmarks. So I think that's a good thing. Of course, that browser had similar thing, but I think it was just showing the typed addresses. But
what websites did you test? Did you test anything really JavaScript heavy?
Engadget, UMPC Portal, JKK Mobile.
Any Google applications tested? Mail or Reader or Docs? No. Okay. It should churn through Java-enabled pages much better than something like the Touch Pro 2, because that's really where CPU power comes in, and it should be interesting to see that. But you didn't see any quirkiness in the browser, in the rendering, or anything like that?
No, and the scrolling test went fine.
Oh, good.
Fine, so I loaded Engadget and started scrolling immediately while it's loading, and it was loading great. So compared to N 810, it was really so much faster.
Different class. Yeah. Did you notice that the browsing speed was much faster than the Touch Pro 2?
No, really not much. It was faster, but not really.
The average customer would notice then.
No. And it depends again on a Pro 2. You have five different browsers at least, so it depends. On Skyfire is so fast sometimes, but I'm using Opera mostly on browsing if I'm not checking video stuff. So I think it was fast. I have to say it must be faster, but not like a super fast. And I was surfing on Wi-Fi. And the stupid thing on these devices is that you don't necessarily get any different speeds on Wi-Fi or HSDPA, because that's not really the restriction there.
Right, right.
But good speed still, and good rendering, easy to use, and so on. A bit lacking on the browser bar showing all the time. I just don't like manual stuff on that.
Yeah. So you've talked about the screen, the keyboard. I presume there wasn't any heat or noise that you noticed.
No.
No, there shouldn't be any noise. But no. Heat could be an issue. You only need a tiny bit of heat in the pocket and you really notice it.
Yeah. But no issues right now. Of course, I used it like an hour and there was no noticeable heat right now.
Great. And build quality, you said, was good. What about the ports around the device? Did you check it out? There's a microSD slot, right?
Micro USB. And is it like a 2.5-inch headset port?
Oh, it's not a 3.5mm.
Oh, then it's 3.5. Maybe I just...
Well, there's 2.5mm, which is the mini... Nokia don't generally use that. And then there's a 3.5mm, which is a standard...
Yeah, it's 3.5 then, yeah.
Oh, good. Crikey, if that would be 2.5mm headset port, that would almost be a showstopper for me.
Okay.
That's the sort of thing that keeps me off buying HTC phones, because they used to use the USB headphone thing all the time.
Yeah.
The stand, is it stable?
It was really nice that they put it like that, and I think it's much nicer to use compared to N810 too. It's good stand.
Do you like that? I actually love the stand on the N810 for holding it and carrying it and stuff like that. Is it plastic or metal?
Plastic.
Okay.
But it's on the cam, so it's totally different. It's so small, so I think it will be quite durable.
One thing I thought when we spoke earlier, one thing I wanted to ask you is a video recording on it. You didn't test that out, did you?
I tested briefly, but and it was okay. But of course, I didn't have time to upload anything. But it felt exactly that everything on a video shooting and taking photos felt exactly like on N97. I believe they have exactly the same hardware, so.
Yeah, although the N900 is a higher res video recording, goes up to 800 and something by 400 and something.
Oh, okay.
Rather than VGA. I think it does a widescreen. So
both them do widescreen. So
and it will record up to 3 megabits a second. I'm not even sure what codec that is. If it's H.264, the quality could be pretty good.
I wish I was able to upload the test video, but I wasn't. So.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't know even how.
that would be something for me, I think. Because if I can, I haven't got a dedicated video camera. The only video camera I've got is on my digital cam, which is a VGA one, and on my N82, which again is VGA and not very good quality. So this would be excellent. If this is kind of like widescreen, not 720p, but reasonable quality and reasonable... resolution, then that could be great for uploading to YouTube. It'd be really good.
Yeah, well, I know that I'm not going to use that, because you don't have any stabilization. You can't really mount that to the tripods and so on. So, and I have a dedicated video cam. So, so for me, the video thing is just shooting kids or something like that. Not work. Yeah. But all seems to be fine. I was trying to find the zoom on it, but I didn't. I don't know if that's implemented yet, or will it be implemented? Because on the N97, you have zoom even on video while doing the video. So
yeah, but it's only digital zoom, isn't it? I mean,
it works great. If you watch my test video, I'm zooming from 0 to 100 on the video, and it was looking great.
Okay, I've never been a fan of digital zoom, but I guess
neither,
if you've got 5 megapixels to play with, there's some scope for getting digital zoom working on an 800 by 480 video. All right, so that was video and photo. The device you had, it wasn't a retail version, was it, of course?
No, I don't think any of these devices yet are.
No.
And I was trying to find the Twitter client thingy on it, but I didn't, and I don't know if that's like a, I don't know really how it works on those devices, so I wasn't able to show that. And of course, because it didn't have contacts, I couldn't show the features where you have the contacts and you can start messaging or sending pictures or whatever straight to the contacts. So of course, that's something we need to do when the device is in real life use.
Yeah.
But one really nice feature was the dock for the app. So you can, with one button, on-screen button, you can see the running apps nicely as big pictures.
And it's active, so, isn't it? So you can actually see them running in this overview. Not that you can read them, but...
Okay. Yeah. So that's a nice feature.
This four home screen thing, how does that work?
The home screen, but
You configure each one to your own wishes, or does it come preset, or how flexible is it?
I guess so. I wasn't able to go that deeply to the settings.
Okay. There's a question in chat session. Does it have the new micro USB charger? Did you get a chance to see what it was charging from?
No, I didn't. No.
But was there a separate power port?
No. I don't think so. You have to watch my video. I'm showing the whole. I can watch myself here. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Morgan Mobile was asking whether it had the new micro USB charger. Good. Well, I think that kind of covers most of the things about the N900 that we could talk about. But what about the JKK mobile search? Search for a mobile phone. Mobile hunt. How does it compare to the Pro 2 and the N97 that you've been testing?
It's really on the same category, I have to say. It's on 100% same category. It's not less or more. The processing power, we have to of course understand it might be capable of more, but is MIMO ready? That's another thing. Windows Mobile is so old, so you get whatever for it. Symbian has great stuff on it, so I think for me this comes down to the browser and the keyboard, because these are the things. Also, Skype missing right now on the device itself. Skype is something I use all the time, so I have to say this is really on line of these devices, but I think still that the Touch Pro 2 might still have a slight edge with the keyboard and good old Skype on it and so on, but the browser and the hope for fast developing MIMO
good.
Is something one has to really think about it. I believe MIMO will get better faster than Windows Mobile.
If it follows the same path as the N810, then in a year's time, the N900 is going to blow away the Touch Pro 2 and the N97.
Yeah.
Because when the N810 came out, it was very much like this MIMO 5. Your first release, things were missing, a little bit annoying. It was for the early adopters only and for developers. I put it to one side immediately, but when I came back to the N810 a year later and reloaded the latest operating system, it was completely different. And it's the same effect that you see on the iPhone with the next-gen software. It basically reboots the phone into something completely new. So I think they've got the platform correct in terms of processing. They've got the screen. They've got the form factor, for most people, correct. The keyboard seems to be, not the best, but good, yeah? Would you say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you think about that, and all that needs to happen now is the software, and if that develops over the year, then the N900 is going to be an absolute killer device, assuming the price comes down a little bit.
Yes.
And that's 699 price, 599 price, 599, isn't it? Yeah. Is a little bit...
500 plus tax. 500 plus tax.
Yeah, that's a little bit hard to swallow at the moment. The early adopters, I think, I don't know, there's going to be a few of them out there that are going to turn around and say, "Oops, buyer's remorse. It needs to be better than this in terms of software." All right, good. Let's leave it there unless you've got anything else to talk about on the N900.
I think that's all. There was, of course, plenty of other stuff, individual apps and the desktops and everything, but this was just the first impressions thingy, so we will get more into those later. So video is now uploading, so
great.
So it should be.
Check out JKK Mobile's channel on YouTube for the N900 hands-on video from the flagship store in Helsinki. Thanks, JKK, for the quick podcast. And we'll continue checking out Mobile World, Nokia World today. And IFA is press day today, so it's going to be news. Samsung Mobile are going to announce something at 2 o'clock, so let's see. Maybe it's the Omnia Pro.
I believe we should do a podcast about IFA also later, so...
Yeah, we'll try and get podcast in tonight with Sasha, maybe Nicole, who are out in Berlin and doing the press day today. So we'll try and get that out tonight. And tonight is Thursday, the 3rd of September. So thanks, JKK. Catch up with you again soon. Thanks to everyone in the chat room. Thanks to everyone for listening.